This is all that remains of an apartment block in the city of Uman in central Ukraine. The government says more than 100 people lived here. Many would have been asleep when the explosion ripped through their homes, killing friends and neighbors. Distraught onlookers, a man unable to contain his shock and grief. I never thought this could happen, says this woman. We are covered in blood. The rocket hit our building. All the windows have shattered. Children were sleeping here. It's good that they are alive, but I was so afraid. Russia, we hate you. This was one of what the Ukrainian government says were 23 cruise missiles and so-called kamikaze drones that Russia fired in the early hours of Friday morning. Some were reportedly launched from as far away as the Caspian Sea. 21 intercepted, says the Ukrainian military, but falling debris from powerful exploding projectiles can kill too. Emergency services carried the dead in body bags to waiting ambulances. Moscow has repeatedly said it doesn't deliberately target civilians, but thousands have been killed by Russian missiles, drones, and shelling in densely populated towns and cities since the war began.
My daughter's classmate lived on the 9th floor of the destroyed building. I don't know how, but praise God they're alive. It's a great tragedy.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said on his Telegram channel, this Russian terror must face a response from Ukraine and the world, and it will.
Preliminary information is that 109 people lived in that section and 27 of the 46 flats are completely destroyed. We organized operations as fast as possible to rescue the people who are alive and trapped under the rubble. Canine units are also at the site.
Ukrainian officials say other cities hit include Dnipro in the east, Mykolaiv in the south. 11 missiles and drones intercepted over the Kyiv region and explosions heard in Poltava and Kremenchuk on the Dnipro River. It's been almost 2 months since such a widespread bombardment, so why now?
The attacks come ahead of an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive, one which the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, says will involve 9 brigades of Western-trained troops, 230 tanks and 1,500-plus armoured vehicles, also supplied by Western allies, and thousands of tons of ammunition. Now, whether in fact these attacks were an attempt by Russia to preempt that operation is difficult to say, but one thing it does show is Russia's ability to strike targets across this country whenever and wherever it pleases. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.